die wollen wir jetzt rausziehen.
No, we're
going to
put them in the side room.
What?
In the side room.
You put them, okay,
yeah.
I'm here already.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. Okay. We left off, Dr. Bobo McVeigh.
We didn't do a whole lot before that.
We did. I remember. We did. The Shavya Apetike and everything. And Lohit. And the Apetike, so I discussed.
No, Rav Chaim mentioned it. That's
the Apetike. I did it. The Apetike, yes.
Part of your time, yeah. Which
you
did last week.
Yes.
So I have a question for you tomorrow.
You ask me after this year, all right. After this year.
Well,
okay, you ask me after this year. He kept Boshe initially. The lock up. So he knew it wasn't his. So he didn't mean to give the money between us purchase bonds. So, Omar Av, so it's a chayv. Omar Av, Shvachim, Ushmuel Omar Av, Atul Moisem, the Michael Mitzvigir Rapsov, Arod in the day, Shekara Kain Loi, the Goma of Nosan Shim Pekot, some may read. So it's Moisesh Lai, because he only gave it him to Teres Matron, but he has to come, and not with Teres Matron. The name of Elishim Pekodin, Sova Limitab, Ushmuel Sova, Odom Yidea Shekara Kain Loi, Vigoma Venosan Lishumaton, the name of Lishumatone, Ksifle Mils. So, Liflug, it's Mashma, it's Machlek, it's Mitzies, whether Dumden is, in the case of Tita Boshe Nishalei, whether it is the Mois for given Viteras Matone or Viteras Pekodin, but that's not the Stada. But you'll see it in connection with other machlokes. For pligi v'chodes in it, did not have makadish is a chesed. Rav o mamo is chesed, ushmul o mamo is atot. Rav o mamo is chesed, in other midea shem dushin teitzim ba chesed. So he's not crazy. He certainly didn't mean that to give it a chesed, but there's dushin. Who doesn't know that in dushin teitzim ba chesed? So the Goma Vino San Lishim Pekod. The name of Lishim Pekodin, Sova Limitabin. Ushmuel Ola, Mois Maton, Odim Idea Shem Dushin Teitzin Bachese. The Goma Vino San Shematon. The name of Lishim Maton, Exif Lemus. Why do we have to mention the Machlek is the same? Machlek is. So the Gemara says, Srich, Dit Ma Biho, Boho Koma, Rab, in other words, in the case of Peter Boshe Nishalei. So Rab says, Do you have the Nishimaton in the Yasimaton is Lechoi? That's his relative. Rab Gabachai say, Medi Lishmu, it's his sister. Vid Ma Bahach, in other words, by Dushin, Bahach Kama Shmuel, Rab Gabachai, Medi Lerab, Srich. Now, the Shaili is, what's the Machlek? Machlek is in Tzias and Umdene. I think that as far as the Umdene is concerned, he's not crazy. He knows that he cannot encourage his sister. So Mele, when he gave her, let's say, Moi, or a dinner, Lishin Dushin, he really meant to express his love to the sister. In other words, so he gave her. But he said, he gives her a shindushin, that he likes her as much as he likes his wife. And melachoch ma'achesiyat. So in other words, you have to tell, I mentioned it in the Torah Mada lecture. So you have to tell Mado, you are my sister. In other words, you have to love Mado. But as much as a brother can love his sister, and the love is very great, but he can never marry his sister. So, Mado, you can be involved in Mado, and love Mado, and be absorbed Mado, but you cannot identify yourself completely with Mado. But Torah, Torah Tzibron Moshe, Mirosha Kilas Yaakov. So you have to be married to Torah. So here, he knows he's not crazy. He knows you cannot be Mekadosh his sister. So why? So he wanted to give her Matane because he likes her. And so why did he say the Zdushin? To show the extent of his love towards his sister. So Mele, that's the Umdre de Muchach. And Shmuel will also be made there. I mean, Rab will also be made there. That Mitzadi Choche, Mitzadi Mitzies. So the Umdre de Muchach is B'teras Matone. Not B'teras Pekod. Why B'teras Pekod? Why? If at least it is a diamond, all right, so he doesn't want to keep it in the pocket. But if it's a dinner, so the best place to keep a dinner is in the pocket, as long as there are no holes in the pocket. So why does he have to give it to her? So Rav will also be made to Shmuel. But why does Rav say B'teras Pekod? Because the Shemim, Dorim, and in Gittin we can see the Gemara, but I don't want to spend the time now. At the beginning of a Shaleach, and the Shemim in Kedushin is that Tafintes, the Zabi Nichsel, Radaikel, and Meir, and Meir, and Meir, and Meir, and Meir, so it's born Shemlev, and also in Dorim, that Chofches, in the Sugge of Meidl and Nimuchsim. So it's mashma that when we say Umdil Muchach is effective, only when the pair is not matrish, the Umdil Muchach. But if the pair is matrish, the Umdil Muchach, then we say that it cannot be. So, because in wherever das is required, wherever das is required, let's say matoni, requires das. The raya is a cotton, even if it's a gear or a shear, put it. So, cannot be makne echevitz, because the cotton's das is not a das, even if it's a chochom like Shlomo Melech. At 12 years old, he became king, Melech Yisrael. So he cannot be makne. Some rishim say that a cotton who has been seized das is das achers matnei, so he can be king because of the aknoye by God. But in mitzie, everybody agrees that a cotton cannot be king if he's 12 years old, only if he doth be shoreh. So it requires das. Mashein keif, so mele, since it requires das, wherever das is required, there is aloche, the dvorim shebelev in dvorim. Dvorim shebelev in dvorim. Even though when there is an umdin muchach, then it's not dvorim shebelev. But Hashem say, if the pay is makrish, the umdin muchach, then the umdin muchach itself is considered like dvorim shebelev. Because when the Torah requires das, the Torah means the express das, not the hidden das. And but if there is an umdil muchach and there is no stira between his peh and his hidden das, so then it's considered like indicated, but spoken das. But if there is a contradiction between the peh and the hidden das, then the hidden das is considered dvorim shebelev, in spite of the fact that there's an umdil muchach, that this is what it means.
Rabbi, does that mean that the case in our Gemara is where the person says that I'm doing it lishim b'chadam?
No, he said lishim dushim.
No, I'm sorry, in the case right before in the Gemara.
Yeah, also, he said he's giving it b'teras Kesef Kinyan of the Sabbath, same thing, whether he says he's giving it with the Kesef Kinyan of Dushan or with Vitiras Kesef King and not Sadis Bekesef King.
In the case, the first case of the Gemara where they're talking about where the
person
bought land that he knew was stolen.
So what did the Pes say? He's giving it Vitiras Kesef King and from the Sadis.
To buy it.
Yeah, to buy it. But we know that in his heart he didn't do that because he knows it's
why
not a
mechaz. How does Rav say that it's l'shum pikuach?
One second. So Rav is also made it that as far as the umde and muhach is concerned, he meant it l'shem matan. He likes it, even though he's a stranger, he still likes it. But since the Pes says that he's not giving it b'teiras kesef king, he's not giving it b'teiras matone, b'teiras kesef king, he's not giving it b'teiras matone, but b'teiras dushin, some mele, the real das, but hidden, has a din of Doron Shebelev, in spite of the under the muhach, that was his hidden das.
In this case, the person said, I'm buying it, that ain't part of it.
So Mamele Rav says, since the hidden das contradicts the express das, so Mamele, it cannot be Matone, because in Matone, the kawaias express das, not hidden das. But the Indian Muhach is considered like an express das. A Medom Mamurim, if he doesn't contradict the express das, but if there is a contradiction between the express das, that is l'shem dushin, and the hidden das, l'shem matone, so then the hidden das becomes. So he didn't dash the Shematone, it's Dvorin Shebelev. So it cannot, so Dvorin Shebelev and Dvorin, and Matone requires Das. Since the hidden Das is a Das of Dvorin Shebelev, so Mele, it becomes a Pikodim. So then he asks, how can it become a Pikodim when the express Das is that it's not Materas Pikodim? The answer is, Pikodin doesn't require das. The raya is because the Gemara in Bonitzia and Yeshua says that if Pikodin is meiser achifetz to Hashem erei godol, so then at el poshavo or nignu of an evdo an enso, so then the shemer is not chayim. Ki iten ish v'leipodin. Why do we have to resort to a special dos of eating ish really pop. In other words, it requires das. The answer is misir lishmire not mitamishmeya. You don't need a das. Even without a das, you can become shema balkoche. Suppose somebody, let's say shema rabbeya. Or al shema rabbeya, there is a chiva asher rabbeya. Because it's not for the mitzvah of Hashem Saveide, he wouldn't be mechuyev to watch it. But suppose somebody leaves a certain kele, chayfetz, in the other person's home. I visit somebody, and then I take off my watch, and I leave it on the table. So then, it becomes pikkudin anyway, and he has to return it to him, without Kabbalah Shmir. Without Kabbalah Shmir. So Mele, it's true that the Gemara says in Bonitzia, if somebody says, Hobeisit Amoch, Loimi Boye Nishima, Nishima Socha Lehave, Elatu Nishima Chinam Am Lehave, because if he says, Hobeisit Amoch, so there is a Raya, he says to him, look, you want to live at my house, fine, but I'm not responsible for it. I'm not going to watch it. So it's like a snoyer that he's not going to be mechuyev even mshir. But if he doesn't say Hobeis Kamoch, he doesn't say anything, and another person leaves his chayvetz, then he's certainly mechuyev like a shemachinah. is chetin mochi v'arish machinon. So that's why Rav says that is because. But as far as the undin muhav is concerned, Rav agrees with Shmuel that his das was that he should be given materials matoni. But since that contradicts the peh, so mele the hidden das, even though it's obvious to us Hanan Sade, he has a din of Doron Shebelev, and it's not considered das, and matoni requires das.
But Rebbe saying Pekadol doesn't need das. He doesn't have das.
Doesn't have das.
So what did he say? He said I'm doing it l'shem Pekadol and he doesn't have das.
He says he's giving it b'teras dushin, but that's impossible. Some may read the umde b'muchach is he wants to give her matoni. He wants to give a matoni.
So where's the statement of the peh that's contradicting the umden of the mucha?
Because the peh says v'tiyaz duishin. The peh says v'tiyaz duishin.
In the case of the land.
Land. So the peh says v'tiyaz kezeptinyin. Oh, what's the difference? The peh says that he's giving the kesef out in Zeus v'tiyaz kezeptinyin. But he knows that it's not his. How can he buy it? It's not crazy. So he means to give him matoni. But since the pay is makhish, his hidden das, so the hidden das is considered as Loren Shebelev. So melee becomes the question. That's the obvious chat.
Even if the pay is not makhish to say the thing that we were there, he doesn't say that it's a pikadol. That he doesn't say.
No.
Just he says something else entirely.
He says he's b'teras dushin, b'teras kesef kinyan. But we know that he's not crazy, and he doesn't mean b'teras dushin. So what does he mean? He means b'teras maton. So his das is not just kavanah, but his das is to give it a matoni. But since the peh is makrish, he's in das. So the hidden das to give it to her because atone is Doron Shebelev, so it's not das. Doron Shebelev is not das.
But it comes out in the land case that neither the undin of the mucha nor what he's saying is what's occurring. What's occurring is that it becomes a pikadol.
By itself.
Even though he said one thing and the undin of the mucha was a second
in
thing.
In order to become pikadol, it doesn't require das. If I leave my watch in your house, so then you become ashamed. Unless you stipulate, I don't want to be responsible.
Everything you've said is only for Rav, not for Shmuel, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What's Shmuel?
The Shmuel says that since the hidden das is an ansadeh, some melee, even though the pay is much.
We just care about the hidden das.
We'll see that in the Subye. In Hashaleach and the Nidon of Ches about Gil Milse Begidim. So whether it's considered a das or it's not considered a das, we'll see that.
Yeah, but we want to talk about field also. Even if you say Gil Milse Begidim, but that doesn't help by a field.
By what?
A field. A field.
A field?
Yeah.
What's a field? All
right,
all
right.
What?
Sada.
What?
A soda.
A soda, yeah?
Yeah.
A field, yes. A soda, yes. So what? No, because in order to become a soda, so he has to have das to become a soda. And he has to give it. And the hidden das.
Yeah, I understand. Everything is what you said is only one side.
Yeah.
You're not giving das kind of the machlokes. The two sides of the machlokes. You're just explaining.
No, because the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is in a case where there's an umdin muchach, what hidden das is, but it's makrish the peh. So according to Rav, the hidden das becomes Doron Shebelev. We reject it. And according to Shmuel, not.
So does that push more homes, he doesn't believe in
Baruch Shebelev? No, because there's an Umdin Muchach. Umdin Muchach is not Baruch Shebelev. Umdin Muchach means that it's indicated. Gogan Shabalev means hidden das. Umdi Muchach means express das. Whether you express it with your lips or you express it through the through your action, it doesn't make any difference. Bein l'rab, the Oma, because Bein l'shmuel, the Oma matone, hai li'are b'mai k'noches, u'peres hecho. So the question is, how is he allowed to eat a pear? Soba ano eichus l'are, v'yisavet, v'eichu b'davo k'heiche, d'avko v'diu, v'yose more, d'are, zuze, never the rab no matikodin pikodin lishmul no maton maton. Omar Ove, Hilke say, Yeshli Mois, Yeshli Shvach, the Afal Pishon Pirish is the Shvach. He kaboshen Shlei, the Lokho Mois Yeshlei, Shvach Inle. Achai is to Yosef. Bein Bishto Alboi, Bein Bishto Yubmetchumech. Boi Mine Yishmul Marab. Hosea will not come by the motion. In other words, it's Yisodeh Sheni Shalei. So he bought it from the Gazlan. Then the Gazlan bought it back from the Nixon. The Yisodeh that the Gazlan was worth 11 zuz. So then after he sold it to the Keach, he bought it again from the Nixon. So now it is, but at the time of the Mechira was no Mechira. Unless there is a new mechir, and there was no new mechir. So what's the halacha? Omalei, Rab said, Ma mocha l'rishin l'sheini, kol tzchu she'tov elyoni. Ma uliz n'kei bali, ki l'locha achir, v'yitziya mir l'kei. In other words, can it be, can the gazlan be made see from the Lekeach, because at the time when he sold the Lekeach, it's like selling the Williamsburg Bridge. Now that it is, so then he can be gave it from it. Omalei le mozalafu. So Rav said, no, he cannot be lazy from his own Lekeach. Why not? Shechashim mocha, mocha leikoshus, where the time when he sold the Lekeach, even though it was not his, so he was meicheir every schus shetov eliyod. Eruchshwokho loko lepitishehei mikuim elekeach. So in other words, when he gave 1,000 zuz to the Nigzlo, so he gave 1,000 zuz to the Nixel on behalf of the Lekeach. So he's aloha at nine. In the same way as one person, Ruben can give a dinner to the Isha and say, I'm giving it on behalf of Shimon. And if Shimon wants to be Kaddisha, so she's in the Lekeach, aloha at nine, the Alfusi. Just as Achirim can give the Odin, Keset to the Odin, so that the Eved should be Lecheus, but Allah is that the Eved has to give. Not he is the Mishtach, he is the King of Satsumi. So the Allah is, if somebody gives money on behalf of somebody else, Midaitei, it's considered as if he had given. So here is certainly Midaitei of the Lekeach of the Gazlan, that is the 1,000 zuz that the Gazlan gave to the Nixel should be for him. So merely it is his. My time, why do you say Manochal edition is any kosposhutabulare? After all, he's not such a nice person. He originally took the Sodedarak Zela. So why should we say that? So he has to have a motive. If he had been, let's say, in the case of the Kaddish Achrisei, so then he's a nice person. He likes her. So Mele, that's why he wants her. But she's not a nice person, he's a Gazlan. So why should we say there's an Undene that he gave it on half a Lekeach? Because even though he himself is a Gazlan, but he wants to be reputed as a nice person. My Tamazut Choma Michalei Nikrini Gazlan, Abashoma Michalei Deleke Ben Musi. It's mamish the same thing, almost the same thing. In other words, he doesn't want to be reputed as a Gazlan. And the other Rabasha says he wants that people should consider him trustworthy. Somebody is not a Gazlan, but he's not trustworthy. And somebody might be trustworthy in a certain situation, but he might be a Gazlan. The other people. So, Mandoma, my Benaye, Ike Benaye, the Mislekeach. Mandoma, Michalin, Lipene, Gazlan, Homesle, Mandoma, Michalin, Lake, and then he say, but the Bonne Namen, Michalin, save, call it Melikea Gazlan, a Lake, and I had a Miss Gazlan. Mandoma, Michalin, Lipene, Gazlan, Homesle, the Mandoma, Michalin, Lipene, say, Ochaname, after that, Miss Michalin, save, call it, nay, Gazlan, a Lake, and I had the Avmatan. Mandoma Michalei Leikim Musei, Matane Name Michalei Leikim Musei, Mandoma Michalei Leikvini Gazlone, Omalei, my Gazlinen, no. In other words, if the Gazlin gave it Matone to the Nase, so then he can't have any kindness thing, he just gave it, he tried to do a favor, and it wasn't effective at that moment, and then he was successful in making it effective. Pshit, Zavne Urte V'yavim Matone Lav L'ikme Kamlike Avoy. Im Kedim Shalokach Nabay Chozav Mocho Yishachem Levad Mino Nishay O Yavish Alechot Mubano O Yavim Matone V'hakach Lokho Hai vada igledaite the love wake me kamulikea chishim boy because he gave it away to somebody else. Lo nichale de leikin ben muse. Shari mochol shef. Nofle lei birushe. So Yerushe nimele, in other words, that the Gazlan was a corp of the Nixle. And then the Nixle died. And he was the next of kin, so he asked him. So that's your melee. So he had no rights. The Lavigota asked, go to him, Heide, if the Gazlan, the Nigs loathed him 1,000, and the Gazlan, and then he was given the Heide, and the Tayyip, it means, even though the time of his Eilat, he didn't take it away for him in order to collect the debt. At that time, he really wants the Gazlan. But then later on, he was given the Chayv, because the debt was not payable yet. So he couldn't be given the Chayv. He was given the Avoye of Aleph Zeus for a year, and he did it after half a year. So, but at the end of the year, he was given the Chayde. Chazim, Iis le'arach rite, v'yomar hay bin aleikne, tam lekeach kaboy, v'loi zuzi hil diboy afuye, yavn le'matone, tlige be'rabachet rabin. Hadoma matoni ki yerushi, domi mele, v'chadoma matoni ki mechna, dila di torech v'asek amei, v'ari yoyri matoni, loch torech v'asek amei, ki eichel leke b'nusi, v'adeima snicha leid leke b'nusi, omar avune acha samore b'din, chi yabarav omar adimot hadracht means, after best makes his shumes or best gives him, in my suggestion, that an attachment is levied on the soil. And then when he has to be gave a chay, so they have to be, to auction it. So there has to be, in order to be auctioned off, so there has to be at least 30 days of advertisement and announcement in order to get a good buyer. Maskel Romachom, mer the Heilike of Maikon Elayah, by Shtore, after all, and the Shtore had Likeach, when he bought it, so it was in the Mechers, so the Shtarus has the down. Omri Rove, the Hei,
the Kashi
is, how can it be Sky in the Anglikeach?
How you mean the Lokeach has permitted to stay at Elektroni?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One second. The status cash. The thesis in several cash.
Yeah,
first of all, Vintema, do a mask for high story has to bow. Vintema, Breme, the Connell of a mask, Elzipo, Ahashkona Gazl. The Ishlema, the Mashmalay, Nishor Shekona Gazl, Nishlekeach, even though the Lekeach did not make a king has a half official Russian mice. Vintema, Moes of Shahoyo Bitrilo, Milbe Nasat Mecha. That's because of the Aloha of the time. Because it was the same Moise, so he gave on behalf of the Keach, the Yeshlema, the Asta, the Konobitas. If the meaning is not the king of the castle. So that's why the Moise, the Kashi, it's how can the Keach became it? Even though there is Aloha of the time, but if there is a meaning, that Kesef is not Kene unless there is Shtar, unless there is Chazoke, so how can the Likeach Nagazlan, where the original Shtar was a Chazdev Alme, became it now?
Rabbi, can you please continue on this process?
Yeah. All right. All right, because that will involve me.
But because Tosus, from the fact that Tosus asked, says Dinami, the move of the Yahweh.
He doesn't, the Sodi. So, in other words, so he owes him either the return the Sodi itself, or the Das of the Nixlu, if he pays him the money of the Sodi, just as good.
Yeah.
It depends upon the care. Some melee takes next to Kashi's.
No, not the next Kashi. The Inami is another answer to this original
Kashi. Inami be Milve.
Yeah.
In Yochelitnis. Kidam Rinon, how is it in Milve after all? He has to return the Sodi itself. But since the Nigzel is willing to get money, some melee, he doesn't have to return the Sodi, but it may a Sodi. So that's a law. And now,
but if you said the kasha was based upon the alumnus of Eved Knani,
yeah.
So those by kedushin you could be mekadosh based on Eved Knani.
Yeah, if you give kesef mamish, but not if the kesef is by way of a milk, is in payment of the debt of the 1,000 zuz that the sodi is worth.
But right now, he is paying the mamon.
Yeah, but the Nigzel doesn't want the Sodi itself. He prefers the money.
He doesn't want the Sodi?
No, he doesn't want the Sodi. Now that he gazled, he prefers. At that time, he was a Nigzel. But now that he gazled, so he says, the Nigzel says, yeah, I don't want the Sodi. I want you should pay me the Aleph Zuz. So the Aleph Zuz, the Nigzel always has the choice to say either you return to me the Sodi, or...
Yeah, but we're not talking about the Nigzel, we're talking about the Lokeach.
The Lokeach, the Gaza.
Not the Gaza.
I mean the
Lokeach who fought from the Gaza.
Yeah,
the
Lokeach.
He's the one who we're talking about that he should be calling this.
Yeah, but
right?
The Gazlan is paying the Aleph Zuz
to the Nigzel.
For the Nixon.
Right, so let's not worry about the Nixon. The Nixon was let go of the field.
Yeah, yeah.
The question is, how can the Lokeach be cone of the field? That's the question.
Yes.
So Tosa says the reason you can't be kohen in the field is because it's like a milk. And you can't be kohen if you're milk.
That's right.
But what I don't understand is if you say that Golumi is the longest of Eved Knani, so how can milk be?
Yeah, Eved Knani, but the needful ones are at Zeus. He doesn't want the son.
I remember an example,
yeah, and the Lekeach is willing that he should become his.
Yeah.
So Mele, since the Nixl wants from the Gazlan, Elef Zeus, so the Gazlan owes the Nixl Elef Zeus.
No, but we say Melba, we don't mean Melba from the Gazlan from the Nixl, we mean Melba from the Lekeach to the Gazlan. The Gazlan owes the Lekeach money, not the
Gazlan
from the
Nixl. All right, the same. The Gazlan doesn't owe the Lekeach anyone.
Sure
he just sold it to him, he sold it, that is not was not his.
Right, so it means when the Lekeach gave him money,
yeah, that's
low.
Right. So it's
like
wrong, it's wrong.
Low money to
that's right.
Okay, so the question is now that the Gazlan goes to Het and buys this field on behalf of the Lekeach,
yeah.
So again, why can't you say the Lekeach should be going to the field because the Gazlan is paying for it? How is that different than every country? I don't understand. Just because it was original Milba, but now you have a new kingdom called Eved Knani.
The Gazlan has two chayvus. He owes 1,000 zuz to the Nixl, because the Nixl wants a lot of zuz, not the Sodebek. And he owes 1,000 zuz to the Lekeach, because the Lekeach gave him. So Mele, he says, the Milne that I owe you, so I want to, you should go on behalf of my Lekeach. So it's a question of he wants to sell to the Lekeach a new mechira, because until at that time it wasn't Mocho to Lekeach, it belonged to the Nixl. So he wants to sell him by being Mechel the Chayv, by the Lekeach being Mechel to the Gazlan, the Chayv that the Gazlan owed to the Lekeach. So it's mitarish b'milveh, like v'shavim v'mechash as a kone. So the Gemara says,
yeah, look at it that way, fine, but let's look at it from the point of view of Eved Knani. What do you have to say
about it? No, true pan kone.
Why, what's wrong with Eved Knani?
Nothing wrong with Eved Knani, but here he owes a chayv to the Nixl, 1,000 zuz, and he owes 1,000 zuz to the Lekeach. Now he pays the chayv to the Nixl by that it should be Eile for his chayv that he owes to the Lekeach. So, but so true, there's a loch of it nine, but in Kesef Be'en, not.
But there is Kesef. Now that you go, let's forget about all loans right now. The loan is a loan, but right now the Gazlan goes ahead and goes to the Nixl,
yes,
and pays him in cash $1,000.
Yes.
With this,
so the Nixl is Kane, debt thousands of.
And with that cash, he should be Machne to the Lekeach of the field. So let's forget
some
about
melee. And if the Nixl agreed that the Sodeh should be Konu to the Lekeach,
yeah,
so Mele it means that the Nixl is not that he's Kene 1 minute, and the next minute the Lekeach is Kene 5. No.
Okay.
It's not that way. Mechile, anibien is not chayach. So he has, so the nigzel has to give the keset, bien to the keach. And he doesn't give. So mele, it means that even though he applied the aloche of a mitnaini, but it's not that, that when could you say mitnaini of cash if the gazlan would give the 1,000 zuz to the nixel, and then the nixel would become it, and then the nixel would give back to the gazlan the same 1,000 zuz, and you'll say, you be zeiche for your care. In that case, it would be a simple application of the halacha of etnaini, and it wouldn't involve the problem of mitalyumil. But since the nixel acquired the was kene the 1,000 zuz in order that with that 1,000 zuz the likeach of the gazlan should immediately retain the sode, so in final analysis it means that the sode was sold now in new to the likeach for the cancellation of it. That's how it turns out in final analysis. So that's why Tehis mentions.
Are you saying it can't be more for the field, that is to say, the nigzel can't be more for the field by accepting the $1,000?
No, it's not shaykh to say mechila in the end. Mechila is shaykh and shibudim, not in the end. I can tell you, my watch that is in my hand, I make it. I have to give it to you, you have to make the
opinion. The field is now in the hands of the nixel?
Well, I mean, but, yeah, of course, karka in nixelis. Karka in nixelis is always in the issues of the nixel. Even when it was in the possession of the keach, it was still in the issue. He just was out of it. He was driven out of it. Alright. Now, so this is the kashe, the milvein yochliknis k'damim for coming dish, hamikade is the milvein in kodeshis, uvi mechalikon, vihod oma avirish kutadish. When he transfers one milveh to the other, to if Reuven transfers the debt, the $1,000 debt that Shimon owes him to Levi, but then he's in Kodeshes. But so then there is a knoy of kesef. Kesef does not mean that thing. Tangible kesef, it can be shibudim kesef, intangible also. Mashem came when he doesn't give her something, he just is meichel. So then, it's not the kodeshes. Avod milbe, shoish chayevesle, he meichel, umikacho boein the kodeshes, gil nosan lo, klum, mekam lo choye b'shusu, vichin b'mechel ikonim. Afogav, dechshem ikacho ba'anoye, מחילס מילים קדשס, לגבור עמי ארבח לזימנה, ודאבר הולך לשיעות מילים קדשס, וחיים במחר. אם מוחר בהנועס מחילה, כנק מבח לבישר, ופורו, מכל מוקים למש מלא, שיומת מלא בהנועס מחילס מילים. Because that wasn't the intention. Now, so that is also tolle מחליס השני. Let's see the Gemara in Yiddish.
Oy.
Vov on the base English. Amar Abai, Hamikadei the Milvein Gadesh. In other words, the Isha owed a debt to the Baal, and the Isha had to pay up the debt. And the Moshe said, all right, I make you the debt, but I want to be in Kodesh, and he was in Kabisha, in the cancellation of a debt. She's not the Kodesh, because the mayor Zuz that the Baal a month ago lent to the issue she was taking, even if she didn't spend it, it's her money. Now, while the issue is Mechayevus to give other mayor Zuz, not the same coins, some melee, the melee doesn't give her anything new. The Kirchen is the Ephraim Bambino. The Yoyim Mide, which says Dushi, Umilvele Yitzoyimim,